is only with one chaplain, and then it needs to go on a second chaplain, and those two chaplains are traveling all over the state of New York, having to service the needs of the Indian population. Since that time, the New York State Department of Veterans has multiplied tremendously to where I think the Indian population of some 40,000 veterans, about 17,000 of them are listening, and then each correctional facility has at least one Eastern chaplain, full-time Eastern chaplain.
Have you been to the removal of the news to you?
Well, about 25 years ago, I did have the opportunity to do the same thing, correctional correctional. Wait, how long ago? This is over 25 years ago.
25 years ago?
Yes.
You were in Michigan 25 years ago?
Yes. I've been in Michigan for 25 years. I took my child in Connecticut. And then at the time that I took Mr. Holland, the American Community was the first Muslim chaplain for the New York State Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. So I had opportunity to travel with him to some of the facilities.
So you grew up here as a prison, did you say?
Early in fact, I used to be the handicapped chaplain for the Hartford Correctional Facility in Hartford, Connecticut.
Ask me when the last time I was in Hartford.
And by the way, when were you there?
2 weeks ago.
It always reminded me of a little city, a southern city based in the news.
It
was a little bit before I did the avenue. I used to visit the Venus Place of Turkey and the music. Just to be hot and be hot and be hot.
Let me say one thing. A woman in prison?
Is that?
I know.
Actually, in South Carolina, we do have three women's correctional facilities. However, the women's
Now, overall, this is a question that I like to ask because it's been a national truth that the world of Atlanta. I go to a lot of prisons and people ask me a lot of questions, so I'm going to ask you to use them because it doesn't make it good that I'm going to talk to myself. The first thing people always ask is, as you know, there's nothing. Well, how come these guys, especially the sick nurses, when you go to prison?
That's a legitimate question. However, the great majority of the population are those inmates who found this thing after their incarceration. We do have a recidivism rate. Unfortunately, we have not been in any action of, or even statewide statistics done on a regular basis to show how many repeat offenders are missing that return to the facility. But for the most part, the great majority of the inmate Muslims, they became Muslim after the incarceration.
That includes women,
and even more so amongst the women.
Okay, well, we're having a great time here listening to our day and then Tom Federer from the South Carolina Department of Corrections, and we're listening to a plan for death. One second to almost nothing, IDN.net. We need to find the internet at IDN.net. And by the way, while we're at it, don't forget to visit plantoday.com.
His poetry and his magic.
Okay, we're back and we're talking to Tom Sunday, Dr. Tom on the phone correctly. And not only is he a great man, he is also my great friend, whom I love very much and like to sit in the and have a good time. And in fact, we'll tell us a little bit about what we plan to do.
Well, we'll be blessed to have our beloved Chef Musa asking us to do this in Columbia, South Carolina. He's going to be with us for the whirlwind tour of Dower, a Dower tour in South Carolina. We have approximately 12 students lined up to receive his visit. We're not only going to speak to the Muslim, but we're also going to speak to the Jewish population, those of you who are coming here the next day of time. We also will be doing the start of July at the Islamic Center in Columbia this Friday. And we have medical speaking engagements scheduled at Greenville College, the University of South Carolina, and then a scheduled speaking engagement at Princeton University. We're also going to be doing some ball training at the Columbia Islamic Center and the Princeton Institute. So it's a full week of activity that we're looking forward to kicking off tomorrow. And we pray that Allah will bless us to be successful in this year.
Amen. Let me ask you now a question. In 13 years, please, we've got to know, what is it that attracts people in prison to the town? What is it about? Is it like a club, a cliff, a fraternity, a manual type? What is it that attracts people to the town?
Well, we found that there are many, many valid reasons why inmates would come to this town. But for the most part, I believe the underlying factor or reason for which they choose us now is because it addresses the need for justice in the world. Whether that which they believed in before or whether they have not had any faith did not address the need for justice. And so it's not being a religion, the way of life that not only encourages piety and taqwa, but Allah Almighty says in the Quran that the piety and taqwa is justice is not the piety and taqwa. So, that is a big factor. Another factor is the simplicity of the teaching and the knowledge, the profound knowledge of one's purpose and the discipline that comes along with being a Muslim. It really helps them to keep their life back in order.
Some of them may not be familiar with the Arabic language, or they may have heard the word Muslim and just this is the translation that we're giving. We're giving to people with their piety or piousness. In reality, the word taqwa is meaning to put a shield between you and someone. So, but at the same time, how would we use a word like that when we're talking about a law? Can I put a shield between myself and my body?
What we're actually talking about is putting a shield between ourselves and the discretion of Allah when we disobey Allah, and also putting a shield between ourselves and the shaitan, the enemy of Allah as a human being.
Very well. That's the way you do that. That's how you do that. The word mutaki means one who has. That's what all of us would like to be. We'd like to be mutaki in. So we're back to the subject we're talking about. When people would accept this meaning, they need something better than that sound they accept. Sometimes an inmate will realize that he's in big danger when he becomes incarcerated, because he has no gang to back him up anymore. He's on his own, and he finds himself along to strangers, and he's being mentally abused. He's messed up. So, I wonder how many people would, let's say, go to a friend because they know the brotherhood and the protection they would receive if not being part of the organization.
That is another important factor. We send the first step in the department. We try to encourage new Muslims or persons who have not been relocated or relocated, but they've not come to the family solely for that reason. third with the collective consciousness, the miscellaneous population, the rarely identifiable group. Oftentimes they carry a lot of weight and influence within the general population that is respected by the institutional administration. We try to guide them to not abuse that type of so that they would be mistakenly viewed as a gang.
Mm-hmm.
Because the, quite naturally, Islam, as we know, does have enemies, and there are those who would like to think that, or like to portray that Muslims in general, and even Muslims in the prison, are in fact a gang representation. And that's where we do have problems with the Asian gang.
Yeah, they were terrorists.
No, absolutely not. But we do. We do have the problem with those who call themselves science defenders, sometimes being lumped into the Muslim population.
Okay, now you've opened up on this subject. I want to come back to that just a minute. I'll take a little break here. And Anthony, if you are listening to Islam Today, we're broadcasting through the SD Network. You can find us on the internet at IBM.net. And by the way, I'm going to put a little trailer on there. Don't forget to visit islamtoday.com or your business on the internet and see our website.
Oh, you can email us to the internet at any time. لا إله إلا أنت وحدك لا شريك لك أين المال يا بديع السمع والملك والأمر يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الحي والقيوم إني أسألك الجنة وأعوذ بك من النار.
One has the right to be worshipped, except you alone, without permanence. You are the benefactor. Majesty and honor, O Everlasting, O self-existent and supporter of all, verily I ask you for paradise, that I may refuge with you from the fire.
Welcome back to our study of Islam in prison, and we're visiting with the prison chaplain from the South Carolina Department of Corrections, our Imam, and my dear friend, Dr. Sabri. Let's come back on that subject a little bit before we go out. And I would like us to think about the what we introduced, so it is a subject of these various and the divisions and groups, or whatever you want to call them. And talk to us a little bit about what's in the prison, what's happening as far as it's good.
Basically, there are a myriad of different groups or sectors that stand in the prisons. You have the Nation of Islam group, you have the Consciousness group, you have the Sikh influence. And then, of course, you have those who are striving to follow the Ahmadiyya's mind, and follow the teaching of the Quran and some of the prophets of Allah, and the rest of the ability.
So, Allah is able to tell you,
then please give us the gift to the prophet, which is what we say whenever we mention his name or his office. And this is a commandment given to us by Allah, because Allah says that he and his angels send peace to him, so we could. So these groups exist for various reasons. There's sometimes literature that is available to them for free and symphony. The 5% movement or 5% movement, as it is called, is a really it's a heresy or a radical movement. There's an opposite from the nation of Islam. And it has really garnered a very, very negative reputation in free society as well as in prison. In fact, anyone that is considered a practice center in the prison, he actually is looking locked up because they're considered a security threat group due to the fact that their literature promotes violence, they promote the use of drugs. Well, they're using certain Islamic terminology, they're going to use the term Allah, they're going to use the term Allah. But they don't really practice the teaching of Islam. They don't practice the acts of worship. So they're just using the attempt to collect their own gang representation.
So that's very damning. So let me ask you a question. Is this the kind of mentality that the perfect answer to that? I'm kind of coming back to that because what you asked me about the question.
To be quite honest with you, I don't think that they could perpetrate any kind of act of terrorism. Yes, they need the students have already done to be locked up for. Because a lot of people, they do are based in their, the drug culture, hip hop culture that is prevalent in this society. But to do such a thing as a terrorist act, that's the idea.
You mentioned the term in Arabic, Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Give us the meaning of what you mean by that in English.
According to the best of my understanding, the meaning of the term Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is the people of Sunnah, that is, the people who follow the way of the Prophet Muhammad. And the Jama'ah, meaning those who stick to it as a group, collectively, who follow the way of the Prophet, his companions, the one who followed him, and the successors of that generation, the Tabi'in. These are the predecessors who we refer to sometimes with the term Salaf, or those who went before us, and the last predecessors. About whom the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are the best generation people. And so when we say Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, we are generally speaking of those who are sticking very, very closely to the teaching of the Quran and the focus thing about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Is this considered radical, fundamentalist kind of movement to do that today? I mean, obviously, following up at the time, this is kind of a theory, what about now?
First, we have to understand that the nature of the teaching of Islam are such that they apply to all time periods and all places. And just like the teaching that the Prophet alayhi salam gave over 14 centuries ago was good for Arabia and good for the world at that time, those same teachings are good for today. In any case, in the world, and to be in today's time.
We're talking about principles now, but I'm saying that, okay, I'm just saying to be false to be clean, false to be clean, false to be honest, false to be principle, to be good for our neighbors, and be peaceful people, and yet at the same time, yet there is a teaching in Islam that talks about things you can find.
And this is not different from other non-Christian faiths, such as Judaism and Christianity. If you read their book, there is a part that they have in those books. Yes. They had actually the root of many of the words you had is struggle in any way that one can. And when we speak of it in terms of Islamic law, we're talking about struggle for the cause of God. And it's various levels of jihad. There's a struggle with oneself, a struggle against the weaknesses of oneself. Mm-hmm. There's a struggle with one's family. Mm-hmm. There's a struggle to purify the family, to guide the family. And then there's a struggle in the community and in the nation or the world. So it's not always on a physical level or military level that jihad is interpreted. Actually, the first level is with the word, the spoken word, that begins in our heart. And as the Prophet said, if you see a wrong, and even if you correct the wrong with your hand, if you cannot correct it with your hand, then you correct it with your tongue. And if you cannot do that, then at least heat it in your heart, and that is a weaker to faith. So jihad has different levels. And the highest of them, of course, is the physical level, and one is willing to sacrifice his whole life for the sake of Allah, for the Quran, the truth of the Quran, and the Sunnah of the Prophet.
I think so. If you look through your own background, mm-hmm. it makes it different. Like it. That when inmates are put investigate this man, meet this man, they have a tendency to kind of over. compensate for years that they've been in the long way, and they go to extremes, and sometimes they take them literally. And I think maybe that's some of the problems we've got in people on that side as well. What do you think about that?
That's a good observation. It may be the case. I think that if the inmate population makes it not easy to control and to guide it, that feeling or sentiment to the correct understanding and practice of Islam, more so than with the Muslim understanding in the free society. And that's where it comes the responsibilities of the imams and the guides throughout the Muslim community to represent Islam and to represent the Quran, the terms such as jihad, correctly, according to the
you guys too for the next couple of weeks, and then who knows what will happen next. For all of you listening, if you think that it's news today, we're broadcasting to you almost live on IGN, the IGN network, that the same broadcasting network, you can find it on the IGN.net, and you can see those free commercials for me, and don't forget to visit the snapdays.com, where we're always open 24 hours a day and 23 seconds. We've enjoyed being with you today. We've enjoyed having our guest with us, the man from the Doctor Line Department of Records, and from the study. So that's all the And for all of our listeners, may my God bless you and bring you to the right faith in His promised word. May God forgive me for my poor tongues and bring us all back together in this life and the good, and then in the next life in the right way. And until then, this is your host. We protect it, and that I'm not at home. Remember, then,
the remaining interest in the room of the Lord. And not a sort of room that is the end. I'll sing a love that I'm in the room. Or sing a in the community of the Lord. Oh, Lord, I
have been being a part of your soul, especially. May no one forgive sin except you. So forgive me a forgiveness from your sin, and have mercy upon me. Truly, you are the most forgiving, the most merciful.
This program has been sponsored by the Islamic Media Foundation, carrying the guidance of Allah through broadcast media and the internet.